counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Plastic from the Besnard Lake.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from the Burning Hell.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Paul Watson from the Ketamine.
Hey, it's Marty Carmen of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth.
Hi, this is Jay Hunter, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. We are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great website, and these charts are for the week ending Tuesday, November 26th, 2013. Brian's going to let you know what you find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50. Other published charts include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week, and this week, 34 stations reporting. You can also find weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
And if you want to reach out to us, there's a few ways you can do that. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to connect. And you can also reach out if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you want to have some exposure on this show. We're happy to do that. So make sure you touch base and we will throw that on and do a quick interview and give you some exposure. Have some fun with it. All right, countdown is about to begin, and we're going to have your Entertainment 411, as always, as well as the lowdown. That's going to be coming up shortly as well. But first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 20.
Keep it locked right here. It's going to be a pretty interesting countdown over the next 2 hours. We have a couple of debuts in the top 20. Fairly surprising, possibly, number 2, unseating Shad in that spot, though our number 1 sits still this week, which probably shouldn't be too much of a surprise. A couple of big drops and a couple of folks coming back into the program. That includes at number 20, up from number 25, Pup. You're going to hear a track from their self-titled debut record and a track called Guilt Trip. You're going to hear from Braids, who fall surprisingly all the way from number 10 to number 19 this week after being in the top 10 for quite a while running. And you're going to hear a track from their latest record, Flourish Parish, called Girl. And at number 18, rising 2 spots as we get, is Dark Side from Psychic. Closing out that set of music will be Paper Trails.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Oh,
number 19.
Carpet that once more. No need to keep it down. It is all the trouble that you always keep. Every
Shot 20. Number 18.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Dark Side with Paper Trails, a track from their record Psychic, which is at number 18, up from 20. Down from number 10 to number 19 was Braids from Flourish Parish. You heard the track Girl. And starting into the program was Pup there at number 20 after falling off of the charts to number 25 the week before from the album of the same name. You heard Guilt Trip. Not Guilt Trip, but Pup it's called. I realized that was potentially confusing.
I'm more confused now than I was half paying attention to you just a few minutes ago.
Well, hopefully the listeners are paying more attention to me than you or whatever.
I think at the end of that last song, it was like supposed to be paper being crumpled by feet, paper trails.
Oh, maybe.
I'm being taking in my artsy side right now.
Give him a call.
Who, Dark Side?
Yeah, sure.
Think I could get them on the line?
Right now, no. Or maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Depends on where they are.
At a very moment's notice, maybe not.
Depends on where they are. All right, if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, and Brian Cleveland is in studio with me. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out the website. It's really great. And before we get into this, because this is we're pretty close to Christmas time. And it's a season of giving, and I just have to...
Hanukkah started already, I think.
It did. Actually, it's the first time, and I can't remember how many years, but this doesn't happen often, that Hanukkah starts on the day that Thanksgiving falls in the States. And it was a huge thing. Huge thing. It was a real thing. They were just like, this is huge. It won't happen again for centuries.
And we got a rare comet in the sky. Did it survive?
Didn't know that happened.
There's a big... Go on the news. Look it up.
Is it coming for the Earth? Is it?
No, it's near the sun.
Oh, okay.
And it's supposed to, it went behind the sun. Now they're going to wait and see if it survived. But I haven't gone on the news yet today, so I don't know if it did. Go stare at the sun and let me know if you see a comet.
If it made it around the sun.
You might come back blind, but it's fine. It's radio. You don't need to see.
Oh, my. You're awful. Anyway, the point of my story, there was a point. It's a season of giving. And I wanted to give a shout out locally, but I know this happens at a lot of campuses. So, you know, shout outs to all the campuses out there that are doing things like this. But locally, I needed to give a shout out to our Shinerama group because they fundraised and collected food items for the food bank. And they are super close to 1,000. And a donor was going to give them $1 per food item. And they are super close to 1,000, up to $1,000. So... Looks good. Like that's going to be a good donation to Shinerama for cystic fibrosis and a donation to the local food bank. So if you're out there doing good charitable work this season, good for you. Know that I'm proud of you because I know that's worth so much.
Now, one thing I started hearing about this year that I hadn't heard before. So Friday is Black Friday.
Right.
And then, and that's been that way for a little while now. It's getting pretty big in Canada, actually. This is the first time I ever really noticed it around here.
It was huge. It was everywhere.
Huge today. So, yeah. And that's the day of, or that's the day for us as we're recording the show.
Yeah.
Monday, after a couple of years, became Cyber Monday. But now someone, I think, and those kinds of things, they just kind of disgust me a little bit. But that's just my personal thoughts. That kind of stuff scares me, honestly. The crowds and shopping at these big, crazy box stores with thousands of people getting trampled over for $10 off. That's kind of scary to me. But this isn't a political show, so we won't get into it. But
the savings were much more than $10. But anyway,
probably not much. But anyway, the new thing that I heard of this year is Giving Tuesday. So the whole thought is,
oh,
spend your oodles of money or whatever you spend your fortune over the weekend and give whatever is left to charity on Tuesday, which, you know, I'm still not a big fan of the first part of that, but I think the concept of encouraging people to give over the holiday season is pretty good. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting to touch upon the after you mentioned people raising money.
It is nice to give kudos to those who are out giving this season. And I also like campaigns that encourage people to spend locally as opposed to going elsewhere or big box to buy with local retailers and stuff. So I think that's all.
Especially your local record stores.
Oh, hey, out there.
Since we're radio and music and stuff.
Play whatever station is in your area, your campus station, play, because we've given you a shout out. Buy records. No?
Now you're self-serving. We're going to jump back into the tunes here. A couple of debuts in a row, which is always a nice little treat. At number 17, Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner is the 18-song debut full-length record from Montreal-based lo-fi psychedelic pop group Free Love Fenner. And you're going to hear a track starting off this set of music called In the Sound. And at number 16, Halifax married songwriting duo Seth Smith and Nancy Urick release Dog Day's fourth album of self-proclaimed fog pop, Fade Out, which follows 2011's Deformer. And you'll also hear a track from that record, so stay tuned.
Number 17.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
It's the Earshot 20.
Debuting this week at number 16, that was Dog Day from their new record Fade Out and a track called Before Us. And you also heard before that at number 17, debuting in that spot, Free Love Fenner. Their debut is called Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner. And you heard the lead track from that record, In the Sound.
That was a bit of a fade out on that song. I wonder if all of their songs fade out. Is that...
I don't think so.
Why they?
I only listened to the full record once, but I don't think that's the case. Now, I wasn't trying to pay attention to if that was the fact or not, because only you would think something like that.
It would be clever. It'd be a clever way to put together a record, and we'll name it Fade Out, because all of our songs fade out. I'm a genius and disguised as an idiot. That's my story.
Oh, an idiot savant.
I don't know what that word means. See? All right. Before this gets out of hand, let's
here's a guy that's not a dummy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. It's time for your entertainment news with Stephen Karlick.
It's the Earshot 20 Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. The Hidden Cameras have unveiled a new LP titled Age. The Canadian pop collective announced their single Gay Goth Scene over the summer, promising that a new album called Age would follow close behind. Sure enough, the Joel Gibb-led group have officially detailed the LP. An announcement on the band's website confirms that Age will be out in Canada on January 21st via Evil Records and Outside Music. A worldwide release will follow on January 24th through Motor Music. The album consists of a relatively modest 8 songs, including Gay Goth Scene. Most of the tunes are more than 4 minutes long, and one song, After Party, clocks in at over 6 minutes. The tracklist and album cover have both been released, and the previously unveiled video for Gay Goth Scene is also available for viewing now. Kanye West has revealed in a series of interviews that he has plans for a Yeezus follow-up and has talked about Cruel Winter and Watch the Throne 2 as well. The rapper delivered one of the year's most beloved records with Yeezus, and it looks as if fans won't have to wait too long for the follow-up, since the rapper said that he's already begun work on all the next studio albums. During an interview with Philadelphia's Power 99 radio station, Kanye was queried about the possibility of Yeezus 2 and responded, "I haven't named my next album, but I have started on it." He added that he's been assembling words and beats and added that, quote, "I'm constantly working." He further explained that, "I'd like to put out more product. I'd like to have another album out by next summer. I might go in the studio as soon as we leave here." It's not exactly clear if this means a new studio album, however, since he also said that he may release a Cruel Winter compilation, as well as team up with Jay-Z for a second volume of Watch the Throne. In regards to Cruel Winter, Kanye said, quote, "I go back and forth on it, but we keep on missing the winter. That's the only problem." Of course, none of those albums have release dates, but we're waiting on them with bated breath. Norway pop duo Røyksopp have signed to Arts and Crafts and shared a new remix package. The duo recently revealed plans to issue their Running to the Sea single through their own Dog Triumph imprint, but the electronic pop project have now announced that they're delivering the release in Canada via a new partnership with Arts and Crafts. The Canadian edition of the single dropped November 25th through Arts and Crafts and comes packed with the previously teased song Something in My Heart. On top of the two new tracks up for grabs is a remix package which will be issued digitally on December 10th and will feature tweaked-up redos of both songs by the likes of Pechanga Boys, Villa, LNTG, Man Without Country, and more. You can sample the remix set ahead of time now on their SoundCloud. In album reviews this week, Destroyer put out his Five Spanish Songs EP. Our reviewer notes that it's hard to decide exactly where Five Spanish Songs fits into the Destroyer catalog. It hardly feels like a natural progression from the smoothness of its predecessor, the album Kaput, yet it shares much of its romanticism, even if it's masked behind another language. The album also harkens back to the earlier days of Dan Behar's work, when arrangements were more traditional and sparse. Five Spanish Songs is satisfying enough for its 20-minute runtime, but it definitely lacked emotional heft of his recent work. Without his distinctive lyrics, it doesn't really feel like proper Destroyer. And while it's still better than no Destroyer at all, fans will no doubt hope he overcomes his aversion to English in time for his next record. Also out this week is the second album by Toronto producer Egyptrix. The new album, AB Till Infinity, is described as, quote, a multimedia collaboration with Berlin-based visual artist ANF. The album took shape as a soundtrack to ANF's graphics depicting, quote, molten off-planet environments, strange underground realms, and volcanic caves lined with arrays of fluorescent light tubes. The finished product features a darker, more oppressive sound than Egyptrix's debut, with atmosphere, repetition, and texture given priority over traditional ideas of narrative and song structure. AB Till Infinity is an exercise in sound design more than songwriting. Though precise and at times cold and glassy, the album is by no means a minimalist evocation of a future world of urban decay. By shying away from some of the less artful touches of his debut, AB Till Infinity is more focused, seemingly enveloping its listener into a fully formed sonic world. One that's at times tense, scary, and daunting, but in the end a world that offers many payoffs to those open to fully exploring it. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit Exclaim.ca. With the end of the year looming, we've decided to look back on some of our favorite songs of the year. Our song pick this week is Nico Case's haunting Nearly Midnight, Honolulu. You can hear the track now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Hey, little kid. That I saw at the bus stop one day. It was nearly midnight in Honolulu. We were waiting for the shuttle to take us to the aeroplane. When your mother said, like I couldn't hear her, she said, "Get the fuck away from me. Why don't you ever
shut up, get the fuck away from me. Oh, well, I just wanna say that it happened. 'Cause one day when you ask yourself, did it really happen? You won't believe it, but yes it did. And I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, 'cause it happens every day. They won't believe you when you tell them. They won't believe you when you say, my mother, she did not love me. My mother, she did not love me. No, 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 no. Some days you feel like a cartoon, and people will rush to make excuses for you. You'll hear yourself complain, but don't you ever shut up, please. Can't have your say, 'cause I still love you, even if I don't see you again.
Here with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
I forgotten you again. Number 14.
I love me a good piano riff.
Do you?
I do.
I think you do.
I'm a fan of the piano. It's one of the instruments that I just, that I can really get behind.
That's good. That was a track from the new project from Moonface at number 14, down from 7 from the album Julia with Blue Jeans On. That was a track called Love the House You're In. And of course, that project is by Spencer Krug. Before that, you heard from Dinosaur Bones, who re-enter the top 50 charts at number 15, which that's pretty rare that something would fall off the charts completely and re-enter. So people obviously enjoying that record, as we have been here as well. And that record is called Shaky Dream. You heard a track called Nothing Left Between the Lines.
Excellent. I don't know what that was about.
Who knows?
I think I was not intentionally doing a Mr. Burns impersonation. A
poor Mr. Burns impression.
Yeah.
You forgot the word.
That word. A poor Mr. Burns impersonation. I was actually thinking, when you were saying Julia with her blue jeans on, I was trying to think of if there was a way that I could come up with I wonder if she knows Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, but that's not, it has nothing to do with either, except that they're both people and they have things in their song title.
Beautiful.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
More music?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. We're going to keep trucking here on the charts. You're going to hear at number 13, down from 8, Baja Boulay, Tall Tall Shadow is her newest one. And you're going to hear a track called It Can't Be You.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Can't be you. Thunder and lightning.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's Earshot 20.
For the first time in the program, at number 11, up from 26, that was Sebastian Granger's new record, Yours to Discover. And you heard the track called Finale, which is the last track on the record, believe it or not.
Cleverly named.
And you also heard from Dr. Dog at number 12, up from 14, from their latest record, B Room, a track called The Truth. And starting off that set at number 13, down from 8, was Baja Boulay, Tall, Tall Shadow, and a track called It Can't Be You.
And there you have it, the first 10 of the top 20 complete. And a big thanks to Stephen Karlick for giving us our entertainment news in this hour of the program. Coming up after the short break in here, we're going to have the top 10 plus your lowdown. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland in studio with me, and we count down every week the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great website. You should check it out. And then we broadcast and air live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, on Fridays from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. We record and send out to for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio station partners. So thank you all for airing this program. And you can also find the program, if you want to listen to it again, radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast this show on iTunes. Stick around, because we've got much more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.